Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and the big news today is the JIC down in Alabama. You know, our dear friend, the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama, Roy Moore, the liberals are trying to kick him off the bench, and they're trying to do that via the Judicial Inquiry Commission in Alabama because he is refusing to cave in to so-called homosexual marriage. So two men cannot be married. That is not marriage. I mean, people reject God and they don't love God. And God is the one who made us male and female. And God is the one who instituted marriage. But people who rebel against God, they celebrate almost any form of that rebellion, including when the U.S. Supreme Court said that homosexuals could be married. So let's get to that in just a bit. First, something on how we are reaching Americans here at Bob and Yurt Live and the efforts that we're involved with. And then something about how we're trying, as we always do, to reach the world with the truth of God's word. So, Americans first. As we get closer to the election, which has already gone off the gag meter for me. I don't know about for you, but for me, the election has gone off the gag meter. I could hardly take it. More people around the country, as we get closer to the election, more people will get involved, not just the primary voters and the news addicts, but more and more people. And some will want to know if Donald Trump is pro-life. Is that true? Some will want to know that. Churchgoers who believe in the Lord, read his word, and they know that the child in the womb, the little boy or the little girl, has a God-given right to life, is a precious child, just like a child of any age. Even if the baby's in the womb, it's still a precious child. So those Christians, for the most part, who will want to know if Donald Trump is pro-life, they just might end up Googling that. They might Google Donald Trump pro-life. Is that a possibility? If they do Google the search engine, they say there are 7 million web pages that are relevant to those terms, like Donald Trump and something about pro-life or abortion. And the number one ranked site is our site, ProLifeProfiles.com/Donald Trump. So we're very thankful for that. And that means that our information is discoverable. People can find it out. And in fact, even before they click, in the vast majority, when people search Google, they put in a search term and they get a list of 10 websites. Or they could go to the next page, get the 20 websites, 30, 40, so on. The majority, as in something like 65%, will click on the top site, the number one ranked site. And so in this case, it would be Donald Trump pro-life profiles. And they always show a blurb, like the first sentence or a part of a sentence. And so here's what people will see when they Google, and you could do this right now, Donald Trump pro-life. They'll see this, ProLifeProfiles.com/Donald Trump on abortion, not pro-life. And then there's a quote from him, and it says, I am for the exceptions, and then that is explained. That means he is for killing some babies. And then on April 21st, 2016, Donald Trump supported changing the Republican Party platform to permit the killing of innocent children. So at any rate, when people Google Donald Trump pro-life, they're going to find our article. And when I say our, I'm a spokesman for American Right to Life. You know Leslie Hanks if you tune into this show. She is the president of American Right to Life. Jefferson George in Indiana, he is the vice president of American Right to Life. And so Pro-Life Profiles is sponsored by, hosted by American Right to Life, and the Donald Trump profile, I had the honor. They asked me if I would write the profile on Mike Pence, which we've done, and on Donald Trump, which we've done. So there are people all over the country who will find perhaps more truth on a simple web page than they've heard in conservative talk radio maybe in the last 10 years by reading one article, one profile of Donald Trump. By the way, if they Google, is Donald Trump pro-life? That's different, right? That's a question. Is Donald Trump pro-life? We're number 3 out of 7.2 million. If they just do the two words, Trump pro-life, we're number 1 again of 7 million. Number 1. Okay. So that's how we're trying to reach Americans. In fact, how we are reaching Americans in so many ways here at Bob Inert Live, Denver Bible Church. I have the honor of being on the board of Colorado Right to Life, spokesman for American Right to Life. So we're, and of course, a co-host with Fred Williams of Real Science Radio. So we're doing what we can to reach more and more people with the truth that God exists, and that he has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, so that if we trust in him, we believe in him, he will forgive us of our sins, and we can live forever with him and our loved ones, with all those who love the Lord. Okay, number 2, how are we trying to reach the world, not just the U.S.? Well, I am headed out on a scientific expedition, Lord willing, leaving on September 1st. It's going to be challenging, with a tremendous upside. Of course, it has a downside, but a tremendous upside, depending upon the results of the project. I'll have to go halfway around the world, and it's going to be especially expensive. So Real Science Radio has already raised most of the funds that we need for this, but there's still about $6,000 that we need to raise. So if, oh, and by the way, so if you'd like, and I realize I'm not saying what it is, oftentimes when you're going to do research, you know, not always, but oftentimes you keep a lid on it, on the particulars, until you've accomplished the task. You know, so people don't interfere and so on. So we, it's like when we put the world's largest protest sign on the mountain just west of Denver in the foothills when Barack Obama came to town. If you Google world's largest sign, you'll find it. It'll be right at the top. If you Google world's largest protest sign, it'll definitely be number 1. But when we did that, there were reasons why, obviously, we couldn't say on the radio explicitly what we were doing. We asked people to mail in bed sheets, and they mailed in bed sheets from all over the country. We eventually made the sign out of 2,400 bed sheets, 2,400 bed sheets sewed together with more than 4 miles of seams. And we unfurled it on North Table Mountain, overlooking Denver. It was just stunning, and it made the news around the world. I called Fox News the day before, Fox News Channel, and let them know we'd have some news for them to report. But they couldn't just send a reporter. They'd have to send a helicopter. And Fox, they said, send a helicopter? Where? And I said, I can't tell you. What do you mean you can't tell us? What are you doing? I can't tell you. I can't tell you where. I can't tell you what, but I can tell you when, tomorrow morning during rush hour traffic. And so Fox had a helicopter ready, their sky copter, whatever it was. And it went on the news around the world. It was pretty awesome that we reached as many people as we did, and it lives in infamy on the internet until the Lord returns, most likely. AmericanRightToLife.org/sign, or just Google. So at any rate, there are projects that we do that are more than worthwhile, but that we can't always let people know the details of what we're doing. And this is one of those tremendous upside. I mean, it could, like I said, we try to reach the world. And depending on how this project turns out, it could be enormously important. And it's very expensive, so if you'd like to help out, certainly you could go to our website, kgov.com. That's the same as realscienceradio.com. It's the same family of websites, right? TheologyThursday.com. They're all the same family of websites. RSR.org. And if you wanted to help and you click on donate or click on the store, either way, then you could donate and, you know, it'd be nice to let us know it's for the science expedition. Now, there might be someone listening who wants to go, and that would be difficult because it's not totally up to me. But if you wanted to go, if you are known to our crew, if people here at Bob and Yurt Live have known you for a long time, and if you could afford it, it'll cost $20,000 plus your own travel costs, gear, supplies, food, so on. But if we know you and you really want to go and you could afford it, certainly call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, and we'd have to screen you, you know, to make sure we know you. But then we'll pitch you participating to the team, and we'll see what happens. Okay, now, Alabama. Down in Alabama, there is a drag queen. It's a guy who dresses like a woman because men no longer have shame. They don't have shame. They're not embarrassed. It's embarrassing for a man to pretend he's a woman. That's embarrassing. It's wrong for a man to go into the girl's bathroom. That's wrong. It doesn't matter if the man puts a wig on and a dress. He should not go into the girl's bathroom. Here in America, Barack Obama has told every school in the nation that they have to let boys go in the girl's bathroom if the boy says he thinks he's a girl. And that's not only, it's not only that. It's also in the locker rooms. The Obama administration, the Department of Education, they've also said that the schools have to allow the boys in any changing areas, in the locker rooms, and so on, of the girls if the boy says he thinks he's a girl. So down in Alabama, there is a guy who should be ashamed of himself, who dresses like a woman, and I don't know if it's appropriate to say coyote ugly. I don't know. I don't know if the government will fine me for that, the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission. I don't know if you could apply coyote ugly to the news, but when men dress like women, you know, it's just gross. But anyway, this man has brought a legal action. Well, actually, this particular transvestite is promoting the legal action brought against our friend Judge Roy Moore by the JIC down in Alabama. The JIC. What is the JIC? It's the Judicial Inquiry Commission, the JIC. And they have teamed up with the liberal group called the Southern Poverty Law Center. And between the two of them, they're trying to get Judge Roy Moore kicked off the Alabama Supreme Court. Now, this has already happened to our dear friend. He's already been kicked off the Supreme Court. Could you imagine being on the Supreme Court and being kicked off? That happened to him already. Why is that? It's because of the Ten Commandments. In the rotunda of the Supreme Court building in Alabama, there was a monument to the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were given by God to Moses, and they say things like this: Thou shalt not have other gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. That's perjury, right? So God gave the Ten Commandments, four of which are the foundation of a criminal justice system. And in fact, thou shalt not covet is involved in the criminal justice system because that goes to motive. When the police arrest the suspect and they think that this man may have killed his neighbor, and they find out that he was coveting, that he wanted to do something immoral with his neighbor's wife, then that goes toward a conviction when you find motive. So even the command, thou shalt not covet, is directly related to a criminal justice system. So the Bible is a criminal justice textbook. If you're interested on that top, if you're interested in that topic, just go to kgov.com/crime, and you will be able to see and read and hear our discussion of the Bible being a criminal justice textbook. At any rate, this transvestite is supporting the Judicial Inquiry Commission and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a left-wing organization that hates God and hates what is good and supports what is evil. So they support killing unborn children. They support socialism. They hate righteousness. So they are working with the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, to get Judge Roy Moore kicked off the bench because he is refusing to back down regarding his opposition to homosexual marriage. So today at 1:30 in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, there's a hearing at a couple hours ago scheduled. And by tomorrow, Lord willing, of course, we'll know the results. But it's before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary. And Judge Moore, as the state's Chief Justice, is asking this Court of the Judiciary to dismiss the complaint filed against him by the JIC. And the JIC is asking the court to make a summary judgment against Justice Roy Moore, Chief Justice Roy Moore, and to kick him out of office. So this would be a second time he got kicked out. The first time they had in the rotunda of the Supreme Court building in Montgomery, they had a monument of the Ten Commandments. And the government said to Judge Roy Moore, you got to remove the Ten Commandments from the Supreme Court building. You got to remove it. And he said, the Ten Commandments are at the U.S. Supreme Court building. They're there, engraved in stone, the same Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are from God, the basis of civilization and the basis of a just government. I'm not going to remove the Ten Commandments. And so the bottom line was he was kicked off the bench, even though he was the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama. And in Alabama, this is a bad idea, but they do it in other states too. They vote for their judges, and they had voted for Roy Moore to be the Chief Justice. So he got kicked off the bench. So what happened? the state of Alabama had to vote to see who would be the next Chief Justice. Well, not the next, but soon enough. And they voted Judge Roy Moore back on the state Supreme Court and as the Alabama State Supreme Court Chief Justice. So he's back on. Now they're trying to kick him off again. So before the U.S. Supreme Court issued their opinion on so-called homosexual marriage, the Alabama State Supreme Court issued their own opinion, their own ruling, and they said that Alabama law declares that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that is the law in Alabama. Regardless of the insanity of the rest of the country, that's the law in Alabama. So the U.S. Supreme Court issued their Obergefell v. Hodges ruling, where they basically said that, and really it only applied directly to four states, but that's a minor technicality. And they said that states have to allow homosexuals to get married, which is perverse and absurd. Of course, it's absurd. But Chief Justice Roy Moore refused to comply with the pressure from the federal government and the U.S. Supreme Court and is refusing to overturn the prohibition that he issued against county clerks issuing homosexual marriage licenses. So what's happened in Alabama? Well, you know, clerks are not all created equal, in a sense. And so some clerks began issuing homosexual marriage licenses. Others have not. And so entered the JIC with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so the Judicial Inquiry Commission has brought a legal action against Roy Moore. And so now they are in court today, right now, in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, the judge, he is honored. He's twice elected Chief Justice. He's the recipient of an award from the Coalition of African American Pastors. The award is called the Martin Luther King Letter from a Birmingham Jail Courage Award. He received that. He's been a hero on this program on Bob Benyert Live back in 2007 when the Supreme Court issued their horrific partial birth abortion opinion. Judge Roy Moore came on this show to publicly repent, to apologize that he had celebrated the ruling as though it were a good thing. We tried to reach him. He's hard to reach, right? People who are influential are hard to reach. And so we took out a full-page ad in a newspaper in Alabama. The ad, as I recall, you know, with the support of our listeners, of course, that's how we accomplish everything that we do. The ad cost, I think it was about $7,000. About $7,000. And it was a full-page letter. And we mentioned Judge Roy Moore. And the only reason we took out that full-page ad was for him, to reach him. Because he is influential. And he was celebrating a ruling that was evil. And so Judge Moore read the ad, full page in a newspaper. And it quoted from the Supreme Court's opinion on the partial birth abortion ban. In fact, if you're interested in this, you could go to our website, kgov.com/Roy Moore. You'll go right to it. Moore is M-O-O-R-E. And He came on the show and said, I apologize because I never read the ruling. Thank you for urging me to read the ruling. It was horrifically wicked. It was the most violent and corrupt ruling ever issued by the U.S. Supreme Court. And he apologized. And we have excerpts. You could hear the whole thing, or you could just hear a few excerpts when Judge Roy Moore apologized. And the excerpts are stunning. So we have a transcript of the whole half-hour interview. We have excerpts. You could listen to the show. It was very powerful. The ruling regarding marriage, and there have been in, you know, recent, the last year or two, instances where individuals in government, bureaucrats, have said, I'm not going to support, well, for example, this homosexual marriage opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm not going to comply with it. And then Christians get real excited, as we should, and we go to support that person. And we've been let down because typically what happens is judges, bureaucrats, county clerks, what they do is they look for technicalities. And they say, well, based on this technicality, I don't really have to follow what you're doing. And, you know, Christians, even Christian judges, which it's so hard to be a Christian judge or a Christian lawyer, they have been conditioned to think in terms of technicalities, when what would be more effective and proper is to say, I won't support Roe v. Wade because it's no law at all, because it violates God's law. God said, do not kill the innocent. So Roe v. Wade is invalid on its face. And the thought of two men marrying one another is an affront to the holiness of God. It is immoral. It is perverse. And so we will not, because we love our neighbor, and because we love people who say they're homosexual, we will not support this because it will further destroy them, because homosexuality is evil. It's immoral. And, hey, if you try that approach, is there a chance as a bureaucrat or as a judge you're going to fail? Is there a chance? Of course there's a chance. Who knows? They might even put you in jail. Not only kick you out of office, but maybe they'll put you in jail someday. But is there a chance you're going to fail anyway when you try to win on a technicality? Yeah, there's a chance. So what you do is you stand up for what is right, and you use every opportunity to remind people that God is our creator, and God explained to us right from wrong. We don't get to make up right and wrong on our own. And so Judge Roy Moore, we love the judge. We pray that he's strong and that he argues on the merits of the case and not on technicalities. May God bless you.